Chapter 15, The War. 3 years passed. During this time, a lot of changes were made in the country. The king, who had learned a lot about his country during our travels, decided to make new laws. The first thing he did was to end slavery, as he had promised. He also stopped high taxes so that poor people would have more money to buy food to feed their families and clothes. People all over England were now happier and healthier. My factories were prospering too. There were now telegraph and telephone lines all over the country, and people were starting to use electricity. We were building railway lines across the country, and some of our lines from Camelot were ready and working. I also sent a ship of sailors across the ocean to discover America. The sailors never came back, so I'm not sure whether they ever found it. Alessand and I had a daughter. She looked just like Alessand, and we both loved her very much. When she was a few months old, she became ill, and we were very worried about her. The doctors said that the sea air would be good for her, so we spent 3 weeks on a ship. We then decided to take the ship to France and stay near the beach for a while. We became guests of the King of France, who had a castle by the sea. The captain of the ship sailed back to England, promising to return for us. Fortunately, our daughter's health eventually improved, and I soon became impatient to return to England. But after 6 months, the ship still hadn't returned for us, and I became worried that something was wrong in England. The King of France gave me a ship to return to England. Our daughter was now much better, but I didn't want to take her and Alessand with me until I was sure that everything was all right in England. I told Alessand that I would return for them as soon as possible. Then I kissed them goodbye and started my journey to Dover. When I arrived at Dover, I was surprised to find the streets empty. I couldn't understand it. I went to the train station to take a train to Camelot, but the station was empty too, and there weren't any trains. It looked like no one had used the station for a long while. I found a horse and rode to Camelot, arriving there at night. The streets were dark and empty. There weren't any lights on anywhere, not even in the castle. I found Clarence alone in his room. He jumped up when he saw me. "Thank goodness you've come back," he said. "It's so good to see you again." "What has happened?" I asked.
"It's terrible, terrible. So many people are dead. The king..."
Clarence was too upset to finish. He sat down and covered his face with his hands. "Clarence, calm down and tell me what has happened. Who's dead?" I asked impatiently.
"It all started with Queen Guinevere and Sir Lancelot," Clarence began. "They're in love. The king became very jealous and ordered the guards to take the queen away and burn her. But Sir Lancelot and his friends rescued her. Then all the knights in the country divided into two armies, those on Lancelot's side and those on the king's side. There was a war between them, and thousands of knights were killed. When the captain of your ship returned, he and his men joined the war against Sir Lancelot. The captain and most of his men were killed. Sure that the war was over, Sir Lancelot went back home to be with Queen Guinevere. He left only one man, Sir Mordred, to fight the king. With his spear in his hand, the king rode towards Sir Mordred, shouting, 'Traitor, you are going to die!' Sir Mordred rode towards the king, and the king's spear went right through Sir Mordred's body. With his last strength, Sir Mordred lifted up his sword and struck the king on the head. Both Sir Mordred and the king fell down dead. I couldn't believe it. The king was dead. I thought of our adventures together, and the fact that I would never see him again. I felt weak. Clarence pulled me to a chair and helped me sit down. It took some time before I had recovered enough to speak. 'Who will rule the country now?' I said in a low voice. 'What are we going to do?' 'There's another problem,' Clarence continued. 'Now that the king is dead, your life is in danger. There are people who are jealous of your power and want to kill you.'
I thought for a while. I was the Prime Minister of England. Now that the king was dead,
It was my duty to rule the country. But first, I had to fight my enemies. Then I had an idea. "Do you know how to build an electric fence?" I asked Clarence.
"Yes,"
he replied.
"Why?"
"I'll explain later," I said. "First, we have to write a proclamation." This is the proclamation I told Clarence to write. "Proclamation. The king is dead. It is my duty to rule the country until a new government is chosen. There will be no more kings in England. There will be no more knights. The country now belongs to the people. Everyone in the country must now vote and choose the new government. The boss, Merlin's Cave."
"Why did you give Merlin's Cave as your address?"
Clarence asked. "Because that's where I want people to come and find me," I replied.